It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill
the order of hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
All right, what's going on, my man?
All right, we're finishing doom scrolling, right? I don't know if you guys have heard of this, but there is a new trend that's taking over corporate America and the workplace. And, of course, TikTok, too. I think that's where it's being spread. But it's called quiet quitting. Do you guys know about quiet quitting?
No. I'd like to know, though.
What do you think quiet quitting is? Because when I saw the name, I thought it was like ghosting.
And I don't tell them?
Right. That's what I assumed, that it would be kind of like ghosting or something. You just don't show up to work. And like, oh, well, I've done that. But, no, that's not what it is. This is where...
I just stop working? But I keep coming into work?
No, get this.
I've been doing that for years.
This is for rebels only. This is where you only do what your job description says you're supposed to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's it. You just do that. You don't do anyone else's job. You don't cover for other people. You don't do stuff that's, you know, above your pay grade. You just
Other people do that?
Yeah.
I've never done that.
It's called ambition or
ambition.
Ambition, I think is how they said it, yes. But apparently it is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's so common that now there is this pushback, and it's called quiet quitting, and that's where you do... I would say it's where you do what we do, except that we do something a little different, which is called, it didn't have a name yet, but we do slightly less than what is expected, and then hope that they think that we're doing the minimum that's expected. And somewhere, you know, in that little game, occasionally they might think, oh, you really went above and beyond. And that's only because they begin to expect so little of you, right? You kind of set that standard. You say, hey, look, this is who I am. You've known me for 10 years. You know what to expect. I'm like, oh, that's Laszlo.
By the way, I think that should be just how people work.
Right.
I'm being honest. Like, if they say, like, hey, here's your job description.
Right.
You should do that.
Yeah.
And if they're like, okay, well, you're the purchasing director, so you need to purchase things. And you're like, cool, that's what I do. I don't really know what that is, but I know people do it. And then they're like, also, hey, the truck needs loading. Can you go do that on a Wednesday? It's like, maybe once.
Yeah, exactly.
But maybe now once. I'm not coming down every Wednesday and loading the truck. That ain't what I do.
We're not making a habit out of this.
No.
Exactly. And this is not how, you know, I think that I should have to be judged to decide whether or not I get a promotion.
Right.
Am I doing my job that I was told I should do, and am I doing it well enough that maybe I should be promoted? Why do I have to do the other job before?
That may be why we don't have jobs, right?
That's exactly
right. I mean,
we
have a job, but we don't contracts or anything.
Just barely.
The concept of quiet quitting is making some very loud noise on TikTok.
Yeah, that's a recipe for disaster.
Mm-hmm. First, let's define the idea, which one career coach says is really about priorities.
People aren't going above and beyond. They're not bending over backwards for their employers anymore and sacrificing their mental and physical health. They're doing what they're getting paid for. I wish it was called something different, because you're not quitting. You're taking care of yourself.
Yeah, it's not a good name for it. Quiet quitting is not a good name for it. I don't know what a good name for it would be. Maybe doing your job would be a good name for it. You know, doing your job is taking over the nation. It's a new trend on TikTok. It doesn't sound as good.
No.
Because then if you say, like, hey, what does doing your job mean? Well, they
not
can't
doing other people's jobs?
Right. You don't really have that. It's just not a question that anyone would ask. So I guess maybe it's good that it's called quiet quitting. But I don't know. Seems to be a thing. People are, they're banding together and saying, Laszlo, there's strength in numbers. And we are all going to work together to say that we are just going to do our job.
Yeah.
And nothing more. And that's it. And, you know, look, if you are one of those people who has ambition or how'd you say it? Ambition?
I think it's ambition, yeah.
If you have ambition, maybe this makes your life easier, because fewer people apparently are going to be fighting for those same positions now, because they're just going to be doing their job. So I guess you can go and work extra hard and do stuff that you're not getting paid to do. And I guess you can leave us all behind. But you know what? We're going to say that our mental health comes first. And most of all, you know, free time. I think free time is important, too. Free time does have some value.
Wow.
Don't you think free time has some value, Laszlo?
It does to me, for sure.
Yeah.
It doesn't to my boss.
Right. Even if you have nothing going on, I don't understand how free time doesn't have value to people. It seems like it would. And free time shouldn't just be the, you know, if you don't work on Saturday and Sunday, that's your free time. Anytime I'm not at work is free time. So before I leave the house, that's free time. And as soon as I get home, that's free time. And if you have a job that requires homework, then fine, do homework. But you shouldn't be having to do homework in order to keep your job because you're bending over backwards. So, Lazo, I think we were early on this.
Nobody wants to work less than me.
We were early on this. I'm telling you, we've been quiet.
My whole entire life has been about how do I get the most money for the least amount of work.
Exactly.
I always thought that was American dream. But then people started telling me it's about, I don't know.
Financial success.
Working hard and, climbing the ladder. And I was like, really?
No.
I thought it was about, making as much as I can for as little effort as possible.
Yep. I say there's three keys to happiness. There's money, which waved bye-bye to me a long time ago.
Right, there's your mom.
Then,
look, he stuttered. He's like, damn it, how'd you work that in?
There's money.
Oh, God, there's your mom.
There is obviously your position in life. Maybe you're very proud to be the CEO or whatever it is, or you're a celebrity or whatever.
Sure.
And then the third thing is what you just said. Working the least amount possible and getting by. Whatever your minimum is to get by,
sure.
And then trying to figure out a way to work the least amount possible to achieve
that. That's the American dream.
That's the goal, but it's a goal that far too many people, I think, overlook, especially in junior high school, because their counselors aren't telling. They're saying, obviously, to be successful, you're going
to
want to make a lot of money.
Make 90 jobs and that work 90 well. Hours a week and be an attorney, and
Exactly.
Really?
They just show you the jobs that pay the best, and here's what kind of training or education you're going to need for those jobs.
Right. And they do that with, doctors. Your internship is 100 hours a week. Why?
Right.
Why?
Because it pays so well.
Right.
Yeah. Once you get there, it's going to pay you big money.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, why do I have to work 100 hours a week now?
And I work 12-hour days. Yeah.
Why?
Yep. Because it's going to pay you well. Well, why don't they ever send a counselor around who says, hey, the other option, too, is here's some jobs where you can get by, and it really doesn't require much effort at all.
Yeah.
That should be a thing. That should be in the lesson plan. I think
it should
be taught. It should be mentioned on Career Day, at least. A woman in South Carolina is no longer with us because she was enjoying a date at the beach with her husband when suddenly one of those beach umbrellas went airborne and boom, landed, stabbed her, killed her. Apparently, this is a thing that happens more often than you'd like to think, but as I read through the numbers, they say it happens a lot. It's really not a lot, but it does happen.
It's just a regular day with all our beach friends, and then this happened. Keep your eyes open. It could have been a 10-year-old kid, and it just so happened that it was my wife.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh. It's just something about the way that he said that. He's like, it could have been a 10-year-old kid. It just so happened, luckily, it was my wife. Didn't it kind of sound like that? They're just sitting at the beach, enjoying a day at the beach, and one of those umbrellas goes airborne, and then it lands on her and kills her. And I read the numbers. They said something like in the last...
death by umbrella?
Death by umbrella. It's not unheard of. And actually, injuries by umbrella are... somewhat common. They did a weird way of breaking it up in Washington Post when I was reading it last night. They did 2009 to 2015 or some weird thing. And they showed 2000 and some incidents. And then you can look at it in the United States or look at it globally. But it is a thing. And they say apparently it is a thing that's increasing because the beach umbrella thing is becoming more common, that restaurants and bars and hotels and stuff have those beach umbrellas, the big ones out there that you can rent.
I remember them not being there.
What's that?
We lived in Sanibel Island a ton of my life in the summertime. They always had big beach umbrellas. That wasn't a thing that didn't exist.
I know. That's how I feel,
too.
They
just invented them.
Right. No,
they were all out there 24/7.
But so apparently, maybe it's just because they're using more beaches than they used. Maybe some of these beaches didn't have hotels on them. I would think that's a more likely explanation. But whatever the reason, there are more people and there are more umbrellas. And so more people are getting hit with umbrellas. It's not always fatal, but they warn you when you're at the beach, keep your eyes open. What does that mean when they say that, keep your eyes open? I'm at the beach. You're telling me that the whole time I'm on the beach now, I'm supposed to be looking at the sky?
Yeah, have an idea out for where the umbrellas are.
Right. I'm supposed to be on guard looking up to make sure. And they showed one of these suckers get airborne. I mean, you know, these aren't like the umbrellas that you buy for your house that blow away, which they do because they're cheap and crappy. But the ones that those hotels have, they're big, heavy sons of bitches. I mean, those things. And when they get going, the one they showed on the news today, they just showed, someone had recorded this on their phone. And this thing took off and it was in the air for, I don't know, a good 30 seconds. And it was up there and then it just came slamming down. Luckily, nobody was there. But apparently people do get hit with these. Kids get hit with these. And occasionally it kills people. Add that to the list of things, Laszlo, that you never think about when you're worried about how you're going to go. I've never gone onto a beach and thought to myself, oof, I hope I don't get killed by one of these umbrellas.
I'm trying to get to the beach. I'm worried about sharks.
Right. Sharks in the water. Once you get in the water, right?
A riptide of some sort.
Yes. A tsunami. I saw that movie.
Okay.
It can be a tsunami that comes and hits
the
resort.
That's not one that necessarily hits me.
Well, I hadn't thought of it till it happened, back in 06, whenever that was, and they made the movie.
But now you're always on a lookout for a tsunami?
That's just something that it has crossed my mind. What would that be like? I've never sat and thought, what would it be like if one of those umbrellas got airborne and stabbed me through the chest right now. That's not something I've worried about. And now I guess I will.
Well, you should.
And that's what they want you to do. They want you to worry about. So you'll be worrying about it too. And you're welcome for that, Laszlo. It could save your life or your kid's life. Because, I mean, that could have been a 10-year-old kid. Luckily, it was this guy's wife. But
I agree, though. I never liked her anyway.
Me neither.
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.